Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think I might have not heard the 10-second warning.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it to you.
Yeah. Well, Bryn and I are in the middle. We're connected now. We have like the whole new setup. So we're sitting here talking and I had the thing off. And then
I was like, 10 seconds.
The texter was talking about Deepak skiing with us and saying, come on, Vin, I seem to remember your boy Deepak waiting for you and Bryn at the chairlift because y'all were so slow. But I don't think I've ever gone skiing with Deepak before. Right?
Well, he was up there one time. So my friend Deepak was up there and we did hang with him. I don't know if it was you were there or not. Those times up on the mountain are you just ride.
We were talking about whether or not we'd ever met Deepak before your wedding, which I don't believe I did.
I don't think I have.
Yeah,
he was the star of your wedding, though.
Nice, so then texters misremember things.
He is
all the time.
A really cool guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I told you guys, randomly, he ran into the cooks up there right. And they recognized each other. And Krista was like, Deepak? And he's like, hey! And they partied up there.
It's a thing to recognize someone at a ski resort, too, because you are bundled up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, and these days with masks, I mean, right. Sheesh.
Well, you just said it. Deepak is the life of the party, so there's no question.
He was fun. I really enjoyed that guy. I mean, you got to go over and talk to the guy in a purple jacket. You just have to.
And people I grew up with, we grew up partying, so he's good at it. He's, you know, this is, well, although he's a very respected doctor here in the Bay Area, he also knows how to have fun.
Sure. Look, people need to know how to have fun.
And he, unlike me, can still do it.
Yeah.
Like a grown-up.
Yeah. Well, wasn't he the one who said, no, I'm not partying with you tonight. I got a final.
Right. As a young man, he always put his school first. That's how he became a doctor.
And how you became a DJ.
Right.
Party first.
study later. Or never. One of those.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. The combo is just about the best thing since sliced bread, which I would say is probably one of the first things invented after sliced bread. Oh my God, sliced bread. I could put peanut butter on this side and jelly on this side. Slap them together. Enjoy yourself a quick and easy sandwich today. I want crunchy peanut butter and raspberry jelly. Or I'll take seedless blackberry. They do a Smucker's seedless blackberry that is delicious. Peanut butter and jelly, everybody. Good times. All right, so we are going to start with April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. Yes, that happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I got a bunch of pranks. We're going to start with the Michael Strahan one. Surprise, everyone. He didn't get the gap in his teeth fixed. You know, the thing is, though, everybody loved it. Did you want to just roll the audio that you have from him on the big reveal on Good Morning America? I can't hear Bryn.
Sorry, one second.
Sure.
These are the jokes that I don't really have appreciation for. Like, you're booing yourself on this one.
I know.
Like, this continues to be one of those ones where I think, you know, the care factor's low.
Look, in his world, the care factor's high.
Okay, you know? I understand, but I just, you know, it just seems like you are booing yourself.
I know.
Nobody cares, dude.
So he did not close the gap in his teeth. And we've got, what do we have, like 30 seconds of video here that you enjoyed? Okay, so here we go. This is Michael Strahan.
I wanted to say, April Fool's. Come on! man. The Gap is here to stay for a little while. Not going anywhere anytime soon. So, April Fool's, everybody. I had a good time. I actually feel bad. I feel really bad about actually not closing it after everything that I saw. But the Gap is here. The Gap is not going anywhere for a while. My mama likes it. So, there you go. For you, mama.
It's adorable.
It is adorable, but I'm sure he did hear from people who said, "You finally look good."
I gotta say, it's a giant gap. And yeah. While it's fine, rock the gap you got. Some people do like a gap in the teeth. It's, you know, you're used to the way your face looks. He looked so unbelievably great when he had closed that gap. Because it's the only thing you see when he's talking. He shows a lot of teeth. He's always smiling, so it's always there. And man, did he look smashing with that gap closed. That's got to hurt. It's got to hurt for him to hear from everyone, you know, "I like you fine. You're a nice guy." It's like Eddie Ift. He had those brown spots on his teeth for all those years. I'm like, dude, you're trying to make it big. Like, and you know, I'm not kidding, right? You guys all saw that. He had these big brown, huge brown stains on
you
right on his front
talking
teeth.
About it, though.
Because I'm like, you're good looking.
She's still talking
you're
about
talented.
It.
You're talented. You could be huge, but no one's going to hire you for a TV gig with two brown front teeth.
That's how you know you're close.
Well, I...
You know, the thing about guys, and I shouldn't say guys specifically, because I'm sure there's plenty of girls who, you know, roughhoused as kids, but a lot of dudes grow up with broken teeth. It happens along the way. I've got a broken front tooth. You know that.
Sure. But you, and you know what you did? You got it capped.
Right.
And you... And if you were trying to get a TV gig, they'd probably take a look at your teeth and go, "Yeah, not too bad. Let's, we're going to get you in. We'll get a little stuff done." Like...
Well, he's on TV already, Michael Strahan is, and,
yes.
and he has that very unique look.
He
I
does.
Think he kind of didn't
he
look
shouldn't have shown. He shouldn't have shown his bosses how great he looks without it.
Well, no, he's still Michael Strahan.
I know, that's true. I do feel like he had to have looked in the mirror and gone, "Yeah, that is a significant improvement, but I kind of have to live with the gap." Oh, excuse me, my stomach's rumbling.
Whoa.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, hear that?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah, we did.
Something's
gonna break through her belly button any second.
Yeah, his quato.
I'm here to tell you everything about this weekend.
That's a. That would be a. What's the?
It's a Total Recall.
Yeah, total. That's a total. I can't recall it, but Total Recall is the movie that Quato comes out of the belly.
A weird movie.
Oh, I love that movie. The original. Didn't they remake it? They remade Total Recall. I think a few years ago.
That.
Like, I want to say, who's that Irish guy with the big furry
Colin Farrell?
Yeah. I think he was in it. Really? I think so. I don't know. Could be someone else. All right. This next one, it just gives me pause for thought because this person obviously does have nudes somewhere that they're worried about leaking. Taraji P. Henson, who plays Cookie. On whatever that show is.
Empire.
Thank you.
That show's canceled, right?
Yeah, it's not on anymore. But that's, you know, most people know her from Cookie.
And she was Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And Octavia Spencer was her co-star in Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
And they're good friends in real life. Taraji P. Henson shared, she actually said that, she goes, "Oh, Olivia, did you mean to post those nudes?"
Here it is.
Oh, here we go.
Is an April Fool's joke.
This is an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few of these.
All right.
So Taraji writes to, I guess on Twitter, I'm not sure where she did that. And then you scroll down and it says.
I'm pretty sure this is a text message. So it's like a personal thing. Taraji
texted her
that. And then Octavia Spencer then gets fooled and posts.
Got it. Mm-hmm. She said, "Did you mean to post nudes on your story?" with like exclamation points and like a freak out. And then way down the bottom, like you have to scroll way down, it says, "April Fool's, just kidding in case your heart dropped." Octavia captioned it, "Nearly fainted, OMG, # she's so damn funny, and # scared the hell out of me." So this means
right,
that
for sure.
Olivia Spencer for sure has a bunch of nudes on her phone.
Octavia, you mean?
What did I say?
Olivia.
Yes, Octavia Spencer.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
I don't.
I don't.
Nick?
I don't.
None of you have a nude on your phone of yourself.
I can't say I never had a nude on my phone. I've definitely
you
sent
can't
nudes.
Leave that on your phone with all the hackers and stuff. Like, just don't leave it on your phone.
Well, some of
and
you
and also
might
never put your face in
that.
It.
I
no,
don't think
never
anyone
put,
gives
yeah.
any cares about what I've got going on. But yeah, I
so Nicole, you do that all the time, but yeah. you then delete them. Mm-hmm. I see. And who do you send those to?
You know, just OnlyFans. Gotta make some money. Just kidding.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, did you, like, I don't know if I'll get to the story today, but that Bahad Behabi chick.
Yeah.
You know, Danielle
that,
yeah. something.
Cash Me Outside,
Cash
yeah.
Me Outside Girl.
Bergoli,
she's huge.
I don't know why. She's
huge. I don't either.
I don't
I'm sure
it.
She's a great rapper.
No,
we
she's
don't
not.
Know. No, she obviously rapper. Is. She's an artist. So she made $1 million in 6 hours on OnlyFans or fans. Is that what it's called?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Fans on her only.
So she's got, I don't know, yeah, come in from the fans and the only. So she is bragging about how she broke some record that in 6 hours she made $1 million. So does that mean she's doing
yes.
porn?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you could do anything on there, though. It doesn't always mean porn, but I think
but no one's paying for anything that isn't porn, right?
Well, they paid for yeah. that one mom, remember, in Sacramento? Where she was still wearing lingerie, but they weren't nudes.
Well, right, except that we don't know what
privately
we saw
exchanged.
Is the
oh,
tame version of what people That's were probably true. Paying for.
A lot of times, I think the fans from OnlyFans will capture that and put it somewhere else, like Pornhub or something, especially if it's explicit.
Oh.
Or, you know.
Is there nothing she can do to stop that?
I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I do see.
Let me see. I have a breakdown of the money that she made. So, this is Bahad Behabi.
White horse, hi bitch,
hi bitch,
hi bitch.
That's her song.
Yes, so good. She is charging $23.99 a month for access to photos and videos. Subscribers are also promised the ability to direct message with this user. A post late Thursday on her Instagram account included a picture that apparently showed her total haul from OnlyFans at just over $1 million. $757,526 from subscriptions, $267,000 from DM payments. So is that like private chat crap?
DM and payments, huh?
That's what it says.
I think and, it's like, I know you can do it on Facebook where you can send money like through DM.
Oh.
You can do that. You can do it that way
without having to do like a yeah. PayPal or a Venmo.
And you can also send Snapchat on Snapchat. You can send money to your friends too that way.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't know about all that, but I do know that there's no way someone's doing OnlyFans and then going, "Don't you want to see me with all my clothes on?
Don't you
no,
want to just chat?
That's not
we can be
what
friends.
That's not
you're a
what
fan
I'm paying
of mine.
25. What did you say?
$24
a
month. Yep.
Yeah, that's not why.
So she in the first 6 hours or however long. She's over $1 million there already. And she made about $5,500 in tips. Tips. So those are
I don't
those,
get the tips part. You
know, well.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you watch TikTok. Well, when I watch TikTok
yeah.
and their live shows, they're just talking. They're not getting nude or anything. But there's a bunch of, what do you call those? They're like. I don't know, little emblems that pop up. And they go, thank you so much for that. No. Thank you for – they give shout-outs to the people who give them these little – I don't know what they are, like medals or something like that.
Oh, I never watched
– Are they money?
On TikTok.
It seems
they
like
buy,
money.
You buy them like a medal?
You buy them stuff and you gift it to them as they're talking about stuff. And they'll say, if I get 5 more of these cakes, then I'll add you as a whatever and I'll pin you to my my story so that people will follow you. You get more followers too. So it seems like they have some sort of transactions going on.
So this is a record that she's saying that she set for her first 6 hours on there that she gets this $1 million. The previous OnlyFans record holder was Bella Thorne, who got $1 million in her first 24 hours on the platform in August of 2020. There was some, I guess there's a lot of sex workers on there and they were pissed because she wound up because of Bella Thorne, who made $1 million in 24 hours, they reduced the maximum limit that creators can charge for exclusive content. In other words, if you, because Bella Thorne was charging like $200 for exclusive content, and they reduced it down to 50. So there were a bunch of sex workers who were like, you got to be kidding me. I don't know why OnlyFans would care how much people were, let them charge whatever they want. But they had some kind of rule, and I guess Bella's pretty bummed because she was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I just screwed all the sex workers over. They all hate me now. Anyway, rapper Bahad Bahabi claims to have broken an OnlyFans record by earning $1 million in just 6 hours. So congrats to her.
Catch me outside.
Not everybody can pull that off, but I...
Nope.
You can't blame her. That's good money for 6 hours' work.
You're not kidding.
Catch you outside.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
There was a Paddington Bear April Fool's joke. Oh, my. He surprised his followers on Twitter. He's got those.
Oh, he did that. Okay.
Yeah. Paddington Bear announced he no longer likes marmalade. And the kids on Twitter went crazy because there's so many children on Twitter. And finally, this one, this one's my favorite because I can picture if John ever got on social media, I'm sure he would have seen this because he would definitely follow Julian Edelman. Why wouldn't he? He posted Julian Edelman, who is a player for the New England Patriots,
right,
tweeted a GIF or GIF or whatever.
He's from around here too, by the way.
Julian Edelman is?
Yeah.
Good looking guy. He tweeted a dot GIF of Pirates of the Caribbean, which suggested that he would be joining Tom Brady.
Oh, the Buccaneers.
With the Buccaneers. He later admitted it was a joke, or maybe just wishful thinking. April Fools. I thought that would be a funny one to show him.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, it is funny. Know. And I'm sure it made Tom go, Julian, are you interested? Because we could definitely make room for you down here. You're a good man. Good man.
Stick he does seem to time. Be running things down there.
He does. And Bridgerton fans were a little pissed at their April Fool's joke yesterday. Bridgerton, so good. Such a good show. The biggest show that Netflix has ever put out. It's about merry old England, but in sort of an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm. Is it the best? Is it actually?
Yeah,
the best?
They say more people have watched it. No, they don't have to. It's for girls. It's
true.
Definitely for
That's
girls.
True.
But it's so good. So what happened is they had Lady Whistledown say that it had been gotten wrong. They quoted all these sources. There's all this stuff where they were saying the second season of Bridgerton doesn't start filming now. It starts airing next week. They're already filming the third season, and everyone was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and started Googling away. Oh my God, is Bridgerton coming back next week? And then they went, oops, sorry. We didn't realize everyone would be so excited because we're only the most watched show ever on Netflix. So everyone was pissed and yelling about it. You will, in fact, have to wait for the next season of Bridgerton. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
International Lego thieves make the news.
Oh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.